This is KCUR 89.3. America's unknown soldier lies in a casket chosen by a sergeant after World War I. This weekend, the Heartland Men's Chorus premieres music telling one version of that story. KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf attended rehearsals and spoke with the artistic director, the composer, and the retired officer who had the idea behind the production.
My name is Rob Hill. I'm a retired U.S. Army officer. For the past 12-plus years, I've been a singing member of Heartland Men's Chorus. Congress passed an act, and they exhumed four remains, one each from four of the American cemeteries in France. They brought those to a city hall in a small town in France, and they chose a sergeant to go into the room with the four caskets, each of them draped with the red, white, and blue. And he was given a bouquet of white roses. And he felt moved, led to circle the coffins three times. All of these soldiers are deserving. And so he sort of is talking to them, and at one point he says, you know, you're all deserving, but I have to choose just one. But in choosing one, we will honor all. Those were the remains that were then brought back and became America's first unknown soldier. I heard this story about 10 years ago. Almost immediately, my thought was, what if that young man was gay or someone that we might not at first consider?
My name is Tim Takash. I'm a composer from Minneapolis. One of the characters that exists throughout the entirety of the piece is Sergeant Younger, who is the gentleman that was charged to choose the coffin of the unknown soldier. And so every time he's on stage singing his words, I wanted that music to bring people to a specific place every time. Whether or not he has a costume or a specific way he presents himself, they'll remember that that's Sergeant Younger because of the music. Throughout the piece, we're wrestling with this idea of the unknown soldiers being unknown. So in the final movement, Sergeant Younger is wrestling with this himself, and he's saying, I may have fought with you, we may have shared a glance. And then the chorus comes in and says, we see and we know you, you are our brothers. So no matter who these people were, they're part of that fraternity.
My name is Dustin Cates. I'm the artistic director and conductor of the Heartland Men's Chorus. You know, we represent these ideas of justice and equality for all people, and it's not out of the realm of possibility that one of the soldiers could have been black. And so we identified one of the soldiers as an African American. We need to be concerned with the narrative that says that the military is just white and straight, because it's not. And I think it's timely even today that, you know, the transgender community is sort of trying to be shoved back out of the military. We certainly have something to say about that as a gay organization. When we sing We the Unknown, we're saying that what we think of when we think of the stereotypical soldier and those who may be interred in the tomb of the unknown might not necessarily be true, and it deserves an opportunity to be said that it could be any of us and that we're all together. By addressing this theme of the military and war and, you know, identifying the unknown soldiers, we are inviting folks in who may not have otherwise ever seen us before. There are ways, that touchstones, that we can connect with with anybody who we may even disagree with fundamentally, where we could come together.
That was Rob Hill, Tim Takash, and Heartland Men's Chorus Artistic Director Dustin Cates speaking with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf about this weekend's premiere of We the Unknown.